Welcome back to the Japan Business and Real Estate News Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. In this podcast, I focus on impacts of the now prolonged COVID-19 and good news for seniors with advancements of autonomous driving. So let's begin. With the booming demand for warehouses to stock up on electronic appliances and other goods catering to stay-at-home demand, it's easy to see how land prices for industrial areas rose for the fourth straight year. Safe to say, the prolonged pandemic is now reshaping the economy. Both Rakuten and Amazon, two of the biggest online commerce operators in Japan, announced plans to open several distribution centers earlier this year, given a continued boom for delivery services during the pandemic. Another effect of the prolonged pandemic is the increase in domestic demand for relocation services. Sakai Moving Service, the biggest moving services provider in Japan, handled 830,000 cases in fiscal 2020, up 6% from the previous year, as work-from-home practices have been prompting people to move to more spacious residences. Let's look at some data. In 2020, relocations to bigger homes accounted for 55% of all moves, up slightly from the pre-pandemic figure, which was at 52% in 2018-2019. The distance of moves, meanwhile, became shorter. In the January-March quarter of 2021, 52% of those who moved did so within the same prefecture, and 23% of those moves were within the same municipality. Part of the reason for the surge in relocations is the discontentment with small homes compounded with repeated lockdowns. And keep in mind, houses in Japan are so much smaller than those in the US and Europe. The average floor space of homes per resident in Japan is about 40 square meters, two-thirds the figure in the US and roughly 10% smaller than in Germany and France. The average space of rental homes in Tokyo, with its high population density, is only 25 square meters. One woman in her 30s, employed by a company in Tokyo, moved from a studio to an apartment with a bedroom, living dining room, and separate kitchen. She said she was distressed, both physically and mentally, in the former 25 square meter apartment. The new one is almost twice as big. In the studio, she had no space for a desk, despite having to work more from home, and her work and rest time became increasingly difficult to separate. Although the monthly rent for the new apartment is about $182 higher, she said, "I feel relaxed here." If income levels continue to plateau or drop while house prices keep rising, this demand for relocation could start to fall. In other news, autonomous driving is advancing. Let's face it, not all of us are comfortable with autonomous driving. Some of us might be okay with it sitting behind the wheel, ready to take control at any moment. What about operating without a human at the wheel? Japan is trying to popularize advanced mobility service to include level 4 autonomous driving, wherein vehicles can do just that, operate without a human at the wheel. The government has earmarked about $55 million for developing autonomous driving services, including the Road to the L4 project, to assist the elderly with getting around in rural areas, as approximately 300,000 people aged 75 and older will stop driving. In a recent incident, a collision between a Toyota self-driving vehicle and a visually impaired Japanese athlete during the Tokyo Paralympics left him unable to compete in his event, reinforcing concerns over safety. It's no surprise, therefore, that one of the biggest challenges is first, assuring safety, and second, consumer acceptance. There is also the question of who takes responsibility and provides compensation in case of an accident. A professor of traffic engineering at Tokyo University says that at this time, there is no perfect accident-proof technology, and it will take major infrastructure investment for autonomous cars to run on regular roads. That's it for this episode, folks. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. We hope you'll visit our updated website with business news and property listings at nippontradings.com. At NTI, this is Priti, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, we are always happy to talk shop. Drop us a line at info@nippontradings.com.